And we're back inside our Cabinet Design Pella Radio postgame show. It's our continuing coverage of Pella High basketball following the boys' 77-50 win here with Luke Kaichus, one of our co-players of the game with Ramon Hugan. 17 points for the starter. Luke, obviously things went off to a very fast start here. You got 12 first three-pointers in the first half. Your defense was lights out, holding Washington scoreless for the first 6.5 minutes. Your thoughts about getting a big road win after getting another big road win last week against Norwalk?
I'm just proud of us and the team. We came out. We had energy. We played together. We didn't let the hostile environments, we didn't let that change us. We just played together. We did what we did, and we got two big wins.
Well, and especially for a team that's so inexperienced for varsity on the floor, it would have been very easy for a letdown, right? After beating a conference rival who's so experienced on the road, the big win you had against Norwalk late, what was the key to such a fast start, especially after an hour and 45-minute bus ride and all the above? And what allowed you guys in that first half to be so energized on the defensive end that led to that offensive success?
I think we just came out. We came ready to play. We knew it was going to be a long trip up here. You know, you're taking gravel roads. But we get up here, we came out, we came with energy. We didn't let them get on us first. We came and we got on them. We brought the energy.
Well, and they have a spectacular player in Ethan Patterson who really took it to you guys last year and scored, I think, 20 in the second half that allowed them to come stun you on your court. Tonight he only had 11 and really wasn't a factor in the game the way he normally is. What defensively were Trey and Braden and Luke doing that allowed you guys to keep him in check and make the other Demons beat you?
All three of those guys, they did a great job. That we tagged him, face guarded him, didn't let him catch the ball. Trey's a great defender. He works really hard. Same with Braden. You know, they take pride in defense. Trey loves defense. That's what he's known for. That's what he likes to be known for. And he went out and he said he's not going to score 20 on me. He said, I'm going to hold him and I'm going to help get this team a win.
Well, and offensively, it was really working. And you know that's an area that you're going to have to work on. It won't come this easy every single night. But you had a lot of open looks, both you and Roman, and there were some steals that led to that. What are the things these last couple nights that you've done so well that you hope are sustainable offensively? What are the big keys for you guys that allowed you to have especially so much success tonight?
I think our ball movement. I mean, we limit our dribbles. We move the ball. And, I mean, that's going to be a huge key to our success. The more ball movement we have, the more we keep the defense moving, the more open shots we're going to get. We have the shooters. We have all those kids to knock down shots if they're open and have their feet set with that ball movement.
Well, and I'm going to ask you this question just because I know a little bit about your backstory. I interviewed your older sister at Knoxville. It was a big story a year ago. You came in last year, didn't quite fit in the way you wanted. How in this offseason have you taken that motivation, being with these guys now for a full year, and how have you tried to make yourself a bigger presence on the team? And we've seen it clearly show these first three games.
Yeah, I mean, I just knew this team. Not many kids played last year. I knew with the varsity experience I had at Knoxville, I knew I was going to have to bring it and just help these kids learn. And I think they've all done a great job. Over the summer, we took a huge step together as a team. You know, we lose 5 starters. Everyone's like, oh, this could be rough. But I've been happy with how we've played.
Well, and I don't want to get too far into this, but that's a big rivalry, right? Pella Knoxville, it has been for years. How has this team and this community been welcoming to you, knowing that it was a bit of a sore subject last year, and how have you embraced this culture here at Pella High?
The community's been great. They've welcomed me. They've all been great. I love the community. I love being in Pella. And I mean, Pella High's great. I love it. I don't have any regrets. I love being in Pella. Everyone's happy. They're all supporting each other, and it's been a great transition.
Well, and hey, you're 2-1. I don't know if this team knew what you were going to be these first 3 weeks. You're 2-1, 2 quality road wins, and you've got some games at home coming up. What are the things that are going well that you want to keep going well, and how important is it to do so knowing that you are still a relatively inexperienced team?
I think our defensive energy has been huge. We got to keep that up because we're not always going to have these great offensive nights like we've had. We're going to have to win games on defense, and there might be games where we score 40 points and hopefully can pull out a win because of our defense. So if we keep that up, that leads to our offense. Our offense doesn't just come. We have to get stops on the defense end and then transition into our offense and play the way we want to play.
And then Grinnell coming up on Friday. Your thoughts about the Tigers? Obviously, I think they're a team that's also got a lot of new faces in their lineup, and that's going to be just the second conference game.
I think with Grinnell, we're just going to have to come out, treat them how we have these past three games, come out with energy, and hopefully we can get another win like we did tonight, get out on them early, and get a big lead to start the game.
The incomparable Luke Kaichus joining us here tonight following a 17-point performance versus Washington. Luke, it's great to interview my second Kaichus sibling. I know yes. Your older sister is doing big things over in Omaha, but appreciate your time and look forward to our next conversation. Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
We'll wrap it up here from Washington High School after this.